Well, it was a cold and cloudy day in London, England. January 30th, 1969, a Thursday afternoon. All the business professionals up and down Savile Row were working away, crunching numbers, clacking on typewriters, completing reports. Just another day in the London business district, 9 to 5, 5 days a week, taking metered breaks for tea and toast. The plans for this day were the same for any other. Work away the day till it was time to put on hat and coat, and head home for the evening's rest until morning, when it would start all over again. And on it goes, day in and day out. At least, that was the plan that day. But then something else happened. Just as the lunch hour was beginning, there was an unexpected sound that started to bleed through the windows of the office buildings. Very curious, people got up from desks and out from cubicles to poke their heads out the windows, to step out on balconies, to even go down the elevator and go out into the street to find out what is going on. The sound continued, and as it went, people started to make sense of it. The sound was music. It was rock and or roll music. But where was it coming from? They couldn't see anyone playing it. There was no clear source as notes, chords, and beats rained down into the city streets until eventually it became clear that the music was actually coming from on top of a building, a tall, tall building. And not just any building, the Apple Records building. And as people made sense of that location and listened closely to those voices ringing out, they sounded a lot better than what I just did, it became unmistakable. The Beatles, the Fab Four themselves, who hadn't done anything live for like 3 years, were playing a concert on the roof in the middle of winter on a Thursday afternoon, out of nowhere. The concert didn't last long, maybe about 40 or so minutes, but a crowd gathered up and down the streets of this hoity-toity business district to break away from usual routines, to laugh and dance and sing for a while. Traffic backed up, people gathered in bunches high and low. Now, there were a few humbugs out there, upset about the volume, the timing, the genre of music. But many interviews conducted during the chaos revealed a wide variety of people smiling and enjoying this unexpected twist on a Thursday afternoon. Young and old, hippies and business folk, you name it. And then after a while, after much strong encouragement from the authorities to turn it down and knock it off, the Beatles did finish up their disturbance. And things went back to the usual routine down in the streets below. Things got back in order. But not without all these people having just witnessed the experience of a lifetime. There's something that happens when we get shaken out of our usual routines. When we are suddenly met with something entirely unexpected. It opens us up to the potential and the variety that this life holds for us. It strips away the petrified assumptions that we've let harden as a shell over our day-to-day. It leaks through the barriers we've built to give us a glimpse of a different world. And on the day of Pentecost, we recognize that sometimes this shaking up, this stripping away, this leaking through, it is often the work of the Holy Spirit in and around us. Yes, the divine interruption. Our prime example came to us in Acts 2, when just as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit came upon this group of followers of him who were staying in Jerusalem after he ascended. In this moment of chaotic wind and fire, they found themselves speaking languages they themselves didn't know. And a crowd of passers-by could not help but take notice. What is that sound ringing out in the streets? Both Jews and converts to Judaism from all across that whole region assembled to witness the absurdity for themselves. A ragtag bunch of Galileans speaking all these different languages. Languages they hadn't heard since they'd last been in Greece or Rome or Egypt, what have you. Make no mistake about it, this was not the usual routine. Some in the crowd found it so out of the ordinary that they dismissed the experience as drunken nonsense. And can we blame them? I mean, if I were honest and I witnessed this similar sort of experience downtown, I'd assume they just got back from an old mission wine tour. Just saying. But thankfully, not all who were present were dismissive. Instead, many let curiosity win over discomfort. In amazement, they asked each other what this could mean because they sensed something big was happening. And then, filled with the Holy Spirit, Peter shared that wondrous testimony using that quote from the prophet Joel, "In the last days, God will pour out the Spirit on all flesh. All flesh, young and old, slave and free, male and female, hippies and business folk, you might add. And in that time, wondrous signs will come about, and all those who come upon the name of the Lord and call upon it will be saved." Truly, this was once in a lifetime as an experience that would bring these people together in a unique and lasting way. The divine interruption. The Holy Spirit was indeed at work. The breeze of God's own breath sweeping through a wide range of diverse peoples, all witnessing God and comprehending his work through their own native language spoken back to them. For God's Spirit is poured out on all flesh. So may we be reminded in this Pentecost moment of this crucial reminder of the church today to remain open to those divine interruptions that come our way. As they remove barriers and shake up routines, we must keep our eyes peeled for the Spirit at work among us. In fact, today in particular, we have so much to celebrate in regard to just that. We've already rejoiced at all the ways the Holy Spirit has empowered and guided our vast array of volunteers that truly power the ministries of this church. Wednesday nights, care packages, newsletters, visitations, core and crew, love letters, Sunday school, mission work, and worship arts, all swirling in an energized notion through the divine interruption, giving us all we need to get involved in what God is already doing. And in just a few short moments, we will celebrate the Spirit's work in the lives of our confirmation students. These young leaders who have demonstrated that God is indeed alive and active in what they say and what they do. The divine interruption has pierced through busy schedules, through 2 years of navigating a pandemic filled with school, sports, and everything else. The Spirit is at work with Tia, Tyler, Eli, and Lizzie through their kindness, through their gratitude, and through their sheer desire to use the gifts they've been given to bring love and justice to the world. And finally, we celebrate the Holy Spirit in a proactive fashion today, as we trust and anticipate that God has more still to come. For the first time since the pandemic began, some of our homebound church members will receive Holy Communion today in their homes, thanks to the faithful service of our elders and deacons. In the coming months, the SALT Coalition, led by Lucy Wachter-Webb and several of our own church members, will continue taking steps towards addressing various issues in our area: housing, voting rights, racial justice. The Spirit is indeed alive and active among us, my friends. And beyond the examples we anticipate, who knows? Who knows how the Holy Spirit will continue to breathe energy and life? 1 minute you're in a church service, the next minute you're watching a hair dryer blow candles off heads, you know? Who knows what's going to happen next? into our hearts and minds and hands, the Spirit comes. So stay vigilant, seeking out how God is moving in our community to eliminate barriers, to shake up our routines, and help us see life anew. Almost as if it's music raining down from the rooftops. And if you hear the music, my friends, I challenge you not to bear yourself away and grumble about the noise, but to be interrupted, to be curious, to step out into the streets and join the dance. Let your response to this wild and wondrous life be a testimony that the Spirit of the Lord is indeed being poured out on all flesh. There's sure to be another divine interruption just around the corner. Amen.